Hey guys, don't forget, April 23rd through the 28th, 2023, we'll be in Nashville, Tennessee for the second Street Cop Training Conference. You do not want to miss out on that. So far, we have some real big headliners on there. It'll be 5 days of transforming training in Nashville, Tennessee.
111. You training to be a street cop?
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Street Cop Training Podcast. I'm your host, founder and CEO of Street Cop Training. My name is Dennis Bonino. Today we're going to do some more case law. I know a lot of you have found value. We've gotten a lot of feedback from everybody in the audience. Really, really appreciating these. So we'll continue to roll with these and keep them coming. There are plenty. And hopefully you're finding value. You're working your road job. You're working patrol. You're on your day off. You're in the gym. I can't thank you enough before I read this for your continued support for this company, and we will do our best to continue to fix the issues that face and plague law enforcement, namely the lack of knowledge in the field and area of procedural law. Today I'm going to read U.S. versus Johns, 1985. It's a U.S. Supreme Court case, and it discussed searching a vehicle that was in custody. So I'm going to read to you the facts of the case. It was decided on January 21st, 1985, argued November 28th, 1984. Pursuant to an investigation of suspected drug smuggling operation, United States Customs officers, by ground and air surveillance, observed two pickup trucks as they traveled to a remote private airstrip in Arizona and the arrival and departure there of two small airplanes. The officers smelled the odor of marijuana as they approached the trucks and saw in the back of the trucks packages wrapped in dark green plastic sealed with tape, a common method of packaging marijuana. After arresting certain of the respondents at the airstrip, the officers took the trucks back to the DEA headquarters, and the packages were then placed into the DEA warehouse. 3 days after the packages were seized from the trucks, government agents, without obtaining a search warrant, opened some of the packages and took samples that later proved to be marijuana. Before trial on the federal drug charges, the district court granted the respondents a motion to suppress the marijuana, and the Court of Appeals affirmed, concluding that, inter alia, the U.S. versus Ross, which held that police officers have probable cause to search a lawfully stopped vehicle, they may conduct a warrantless search if any containers found inside the vehicle may conceal the object of the search, did not authorize the warrantless search of the packages 3 days after they were removed from the trucks. Now, that's what they argued and affirmed at the lower courts. Here we go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's hear what they said. Held. Respondents' argument that the suppression of the marijuana should be affirmed on the grounds that the officers never had probable cause to conduct a vehicle search, thus rendering Ross inapplicable, is without merit. The record shows the officers had probable cause to believe that not only the packages, but also the trucks themselves contained contraband, citing U.S. v. Chadwick, distinguished. Respondents' contention that the record fails to show that a vehicle search ever in fact occurred is also without merit, since even though the trucks were not searched at the scene, the government officers conducted a vehicle search at least to the extent of entering the trucks and removing the packages at DEA headquarters. The warrantless search of the packages was not unreasonable merely because it occurred 3 days after the packages were unloaded from the trucks. Ross established that the officers could have lawfully searched the packages when they were first discovered in the trucks and at the airstrip, and there is no requirement that the warrantless search of the vehicle occur contemporaneously with its lawful seizure. Neither Ross nor other vehicle search decisions this court suggests that a warrantless search of containers must invariably be conducted immediately as part of the vehicle inspection soon thereafter. Moreover, the Court of Appeals approach fails to further the privacy interests protected by the Fourth Amendment. Because the officers had probable cause to believe that the trucks contained contraband, any expectation of privacy in the vehicles or their contents was subject to the officer's authority to conduct a warrantless search. And the warrantless search of the packages was not unreasonable merely because the officers returned it to DA headquarters and placed the packages in the warehouse rather than immediately opening them. Inasmuch as the government was entitled to seize the packages and could have searched them immediately without a warrant, the warrantless search 3 days after the packages were placed in the warehouse was reasonable and consistent with this court's precedent involving searches of impounded vehicles. A lot of people are under the impression that once you impound the vehicle, at that point, the vehicle loses exigency and you'd have to go for consent or a warrant. While it might be true in some states, and New Jersey being one of them, a majority of states have agreed that once a vehicle is impounded, you still have PC to search it. It means you can go back in and search it, and we know at least for up to 3 days. So don't let somebody tell you that you would not be able to search a vehicle because it's in police custody unless they're providing state-specific case law that dictates that. A lot of times men and women in the law enforcement profession and legal professionals, quote unquote, will advocate their personal opinions and decisions on it. Again, it doesn't have to make sense in the realm of how you formulate it in your brain. it is very clear on how the courts have ruled in this area of law regarding the automobile exception and impounded vehicles. Unless your state departs from the Fourth Amendment, you're allowed to go back into a vehicle without a warrant, and don't listen to this, well, we're going to play it safe. Let's just play it safe and get a warrant. No, learn your job. U.S. v. Johns, 1985, read it. If you disagree with this, show me the case law that says this piece of case law is wrong. Because I got to tell you, before we read this, we just double-checked it, you know, 37 years later, and we have not seen it overturned or overruled at this point. As a matter of fact, in the field, when we question people in our classes about this very kind of procedure, a lot of people say they have no issue and have never had an issue going back into cars after they've been impounded. Hopefully you found value. And again, read your case law, understand it, apply it in the field, and have confidence. Till next time, we'll see you. Hey guys, make sure you're joining our Street Cop Training Facebook group. For law enforcement only, we have over 94,000 members. You don't want to miss out. Constant free training. It doesn't cost a dollar to join. We want to get you the training you need and deserve.